My objective in today's session in the business strategy pillar is to try and show you how very successful business leaders, extraordinarily successful business leaders of small businesses, think. Now, I know we spend a lot of time on this during the Entrepreneur Foundation sessions, but you know, we need to take this on to a new level and turn it into a more practical, tactical process so that you can put the thinking into practice in developing your business strategy. So, taking this to a new level then, let's have a look at how successful business leaders think. And you may think that what they do is behave like most people, where every day most people tend to have a set of to-do lists on their desk, a daily to-do list, a set of action points. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, and indeed, you have to have those things. Indeed, our team tends to work on a weekly series of action points rather than a daily, and I'll be discussing that in another pillar during the whole blueprint program. But you know, the problem with daily to-do lists and action points is they react to the immediate needs of you and your business. They're proximate, they're reactive, they're tactical rather than strategic. They give in to immediate gratification for instant results. And there's nothing wrong with that, but that's certainly not a way to drive a business forward, to take it from where it is today to a completely new level, to multiples of revenue, multiples of profit, to turn it into an exceptional business, one which is thoroughly enjoyable, one which is highly influential, one which is deeply compelling and stands out from the crowd. And that's the kind of business we're trying to develop within the whole Advisor Blueprint program, isn't it? So daily to-do list isn't what successful business leaders depend upon. That doesn't hack it. You may then think, well, what what I've learned to do during my business life is to work on goal setting, SMART goals, as we learn about. And I'm sure if I asked you, you could stand up in front of a group and give a brief presentation on goal setting and the power of goal setting within your business and personal life. Again, goal setting is important, but you know what? Very successful businesses don't think like that either. That's not what they depend upon. They use goals, but they don't use them to set the future, the predictable future, for their very successful business. So, what is it that very successful small business leaders use to create extraordinary, exceptional businesses? Well, what they do is they work on something that we call, in the Advisor Gym and within the Advisor Blueprint program, conditions. Now, what is a condition, and what's that got to do with business? Well, a condition or condition setting is what successful thinkers use to create the environment in which success is inevitable. I'll repeat that. Conditions are what successful leaders use, successful thinkers in business and elsewhere use, to create an environment in which success becomes inevitable. Conditions is what successful people use to create an environment in which they can influence how people behave and think. And that's enormously powerful. Let me give you some examples of that in just a moment. But first of all, understand this, that what conditions do is help you work at a very high level. Conditions allow you to be very far-reaching in your strategic planning and actions. Conditions are all about being systemic rather than reactive. Conditions create the structure for your business to be highly effective and highly successful. Conditions create the context in which you, your support team, your associates, and your existing and future clients feel, think, and behave when they work with you and become part of your world. You set the context, you set the name of the game with conditions. So, let's just move on by understanding that if you want to work with the movers and shakers in your industry, in your profession, you need to learn how and why they stack the deck to their advantage by working at this conditions level. Let's have a look at this by giving some examples. Who uses condition setting to create enormous inevitable success? And an example of this would be political leaders in any country. Don't they set the conditions for the way that you and I work, live, think, pay taxes, behave? They set those conditions. You may think that everything you do is independent, but you know, they set the political and eventually the economic conditions in which you live and work. Global executives of major corporations do the same. They have enormous influence across the world in the way people think when they go about buying products and services. Global executives even influence political leaders. Financial institutions in this industry, in financial services, the institutions, the product providers, have set the rules by which both tied and employed and independent financial advisors have communicated services and products to their clients and have been paid for decades. They have set the conditions. Lawmakers set the laws by which you and I need to abide, otherwise we're clapped in jail. Regulators for any industry set the conditions in which you're going to have to work unless you want to get fined or completely kicked out the industry altogether. The media are clearly great condition setters and have been so for many generations. They set the way that you and I think about politicians, crime, celebrities. They create those conditions and they set them. And finally, in the last 15 years, you and I have to admit that the conditions are being set by the power and speed and influence of the internet. It will set the conditions concerning the way that you and I communicate with each other and do business together for years into the future. An enormously powerful condition setter is the internet. Added to that, what you and I need to face is that the way you and I see reality, the way we view the world, sets the conditions for the way we then think, behave, and do business. Our social grouping has enormous influence on our income level. That's been measured over countless research examples over many, many countries for years and years and years, that your social grouping has a very clear connection, a direct link to your income level. Your beliefs and your values, how you think about life and the way you feel life should be lived, will automatically set the conditions for the way you behave within and without business. So you can see that condition setting, once you learn how to do it and use it, will definitely have an enormous influence on your business future. Frankly, if you can work at a conditions level before you start setting SMART goals and then weekly or daily action to-do list, you know what will happen? The outcome of where your business is heading will become inevitable. And I will show you later on in future sessions and chapters of the business strategy pillar just why that is so and how many examples there are of that being the case. You'll create more free time, you'll create more revenue and profits, you'll enjoy your clients more because you'll have more enjoyable clients to work with, you'll enjoy your profession, and you'll fulfill the genius that's within you if you just learn to work at this conditions level before you learn to set goals and action to-do lists, in the same way that political, global, corporate, religious, lawmaking, regulator, organizations and people have learnt for centuries how to set the conditions that will influence the way other people think, behave and work with you. That's the power of conditions. That's how successful business leaders think. And I want to help you think and work in exactly the same way.